Hello, everybody. Continuing on the next subsection, health and halacha. And here the author is going to go through many examples to really prove to us how the Torah, Hashem, has set out many, many halachos in Judaism to make sure that we live a healthy body in order to have a healthy spiritual existence. And it says, he quotes the Mishadura, the Rambam, and he says, here the Rambam brings two proofs from two different verses in Devarim. One is, I'll just read the English, that it says, an individual is mandated by positive commandment to remove and protect himself from everything that contains risk of someone dying from it. As it says, protect yourself and protect your body. And also, if he has not removed those hazardous, dangerous obstructions, he has nullified a positive Torah commandment and transgressed the precept, you shall not bring blood upon your house. And it goes on, the Rambam says the Torah law, which obligates someone to open wall or well or pit in his yard to cover it, construct a wall of about 10 tefachim, about 35 inches, to make sure no one falls into it. Also, there's laws in the Torah about imposing separation between homes to ensure there's plenty of fresh air between them. Laws that mandate the fields, encampments, and residential centers are clean. Laws requiring the cleanest streets and the marketplaces. As I said, in ancient Yerushalayim, the streets were cleaned every day, as an example. I think there's also something to do that with Tuma and the Kohanim. Also, going forward, that the Torah is concerned about the health and well-being of individuals. And although some of these may seem nitty-gritty ideas, they're really designed to protect against hazardous behavior. For example, one may not drink from a cup and then give it to someone else to drink, unless there's an infection passed on. Also, one may not put a coin into one's mouth because it may have been handled by an infected person. And the sources for all this is anyone needs them. One cannot walk barefoot unless he catches a chill. And goes even opposite direction. It says, during Kol HaMoed, during the intermediate days of Pesach and Sukkos, when normally you're not allowed to do work. But however, one can tear down or re-erect a wall that poses a threat to passerbys. That we have to make sure we have to do everything not to protect us, but to protect other people. Since there's many verses in Scripture and Talmud saying that the harm will not come to one full mitzvah, such as Shomer Mitzvah Leodea Davar Ra, that one who observes the commandments will not meet any harm. And Shomer Mitzvah, or Shomer Nafsha, he who observes the commandments protects his body. And even goes a little further, saying that those who are going to perform a mitzvah are not harmed. Shocho Mitzvah Inan Nitzo Kin, I was thinking about the Mishnah in Sukkah that says you're not even Kai if you don't have to do the Mishnah Sukkah if you're attending to someone else. That it's so important to help each other and stay healthy that even sometimes we're not permitted to do mitzvahs that you think you have to do. And the author continues, these laws are ultimately derived from the Torah directive, Nishmatam Meot Lenufshotechem, would make a good byline for a jump rope program perhaps. And you shall take very good care of your bodies. Take care of yourself and take very good care of your body. And it says here, the author points out points out that for no other mitzvah does the Torah employ the word me'od, literally very much. And this is in order to underscore the ultra importance the Torah assigns to the mitzvah of taking care of oneself. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.